Well, good day.
Okay, like just one kid. Don't play with your brother.
Eh? Why?
Never play with your brother. He'll cheat every damn time.
Good day, hey. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and the phone number is 749-1444.
The last few weeks, we've been talking almost about nothing but politics and all that crap, and it just got, quite frankly, very dull.
So, Rob, I am so glad those elections are over.
So am I. I don't even care who won. We're just going to move on. And now
tonight we're going to talk about beer.
We're going to just talk about something fun. Talk about beer.
Beer, don't you?
I like beer.
What's your favorite kind of beer?
My favorite kind of beer right now, this week, it changes from week to week.
What's your favorite beer this
week? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I like that dark, frothy European stuff.
You would.
It goes down like tar.
Really? Does it get you? Well, all that matters.
Sticks in my craw.
As long as it gets you there.
Mm-hmm. We have a special guest tonight, too, don't we?
Yeah, introduce yourself, Brian.
This is Brian.
My name is Brian. I'm drunk boy for the evening.
And which beer are you on? You're on your first beer?
I'm on my first beer.
And how many are you going to drink tonight?
I'll be doing 12.
12. I'm here live on the radio.
Exactly.
And we're going to put you through a test here tonight, like a DUI, like as if I was a state trooper.
Oh, that sounds great.
And if anyone else out there who calls us up has a test or something they want Brian to perform for them, he can do his ABCs, he can count to 100 by threes, you know, whatever you want. 749-1444.
One thing we need Jim, the intern, to do, he's drinking 12-ounce beers, and each beer, here, use this thing, we got a little wheel here, the blood alcohol estimator, figure out his blood alcohol. How much do you weigh, Brian?
Oh, about 170.
170, figure out after...
It has to be 160 or 180.
We're going with 180.
He sounds fine.
He's got clothes on. We're going. The hat gives him 180. So you do the math because you're a science guy, and we know that science and math are really related. So we're going to get Brian. We're gonna do some DUI. You got a pen though. Use your pen. You know you don't have to do it in your head. Okay, whatever. 12 times 0.54. If anybody knows what 12 times 0.54 is. Give us a call at 749-1444. It's about six. Six points. It's a little more than six. A hair over six. A wee bit over six. And we're gonna So what are you enjoying tonight, Brian?
I'm going with the good beer tonight. That would be Wiedemann out of the can.
Wiedemann out of a can. Did you read the warning? And did the
sorry.
Did you read the warning?
I've read the warning before. I didn't read it today. You want me to read it on the air?
Well, you can do that.
Okay, I'll read it on the air.
Brian with the warning.
Government warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy.
Why not?
Because of the risk of birth defects, but
good reason.
That doesn't have anything to do with me. So, consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car, operate machinery, and cause health problems.
Were you planning on operating any machinery after tonight?
No.
Uh-uh. Do not operate any machinery. We'll operate any and all machinery around here. And at 180 pounds, yeah, at six, you'll be ripped.
What does Brian weigh?
180, we just asked him. Where you been, man? Oh, okay. So 749-1440. Do you have any great beer stories to tell us, first of all?
Say the whole number.
Mine right now?
Yeah.
Not right now. I probably will have some later after a couple of them.
Okay. It takes a few to get the memory jogged into place
exactly.
To find out exactly what's going on with your beer drinking, hell raising stories. So what, you're a student at UC, I guess?
No, I'm just here in Cincinnati.
Okay, dropped out?
I dropped out, but not from UC, from
drink
Kent.
Up,
oh.
I'm going. I'm on my second.
Come on, Brian, drink up. We got lots of work to do tonight.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes.
So get those calls in here at 749-1444. Our guest is Brian. He's drinking a lot of beer, and he'll perform for you. So get those calls in. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
Some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. And sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
Tom T. Hall here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We have Renee on the phone. Hello, Renee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing fabulous. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Sitting in my car.
You're in your car?
Uh-huh.
How come you're sitting in your car?
Well, I got a new car.
What kind of car?
Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra.
You're not going to drive that thing drunk, are you?
No, that's why I can't drive right now.
Does it have a car phone?
No.
So what you're saying is you're ripped?
No, I'm not ripped.
Have you been drinking tonight?
A little bit.
How much?
Just a little. Couple
beer?
Of beers. Yeah.
What kind of beer?
Miller Genuine Draft.
Okay, and how many beers did you drink?
Two.
Okay, you had two beers, and how much do you weigh?
176.1
Okay,
pounds.
176.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so you're still in the prudent stage, so you can drive. You're not in risky yet. You're still in prudent.
Well, I have a driver. Turn that mic up. I can't hear. You dumbass. Oops. Sorry about that.
Where are you calling from? Kentucky? Yeah.
Two?
Yes.
You've had two?
Uh-huh.
You act like that after two?
Uh-huh. Well, that doesn't include all the other influencing factors.
Oh, okay.
Like what?
Like what else are you on besides alcohol?
Life.
Hey, cool. So where were you drinking? Were you drinking socially, or were you sitting at home in your sad little room drinking by yourself?
Yeah, that was it.
You were drinking by yourself?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't entirely by myself, but I was the only one drinking.
Were you drinking to remember or drinking to forget?
Kind of both.
Did you drink straight out of the bottle, or did you pour it in a glass first?
Out of the bottle.
You drank it right out of the bottle?
Mm-hmm. That's the only way to drink it.
Did your lips ever get stuck on the bottle?
No.
Well, did the first drink foam up over the long neck?
No.
Was it a long neck or a short neck?
Long neck.
Why would anybody want to drink draft beer out of a bottle? Please explain this to me, Naked Renee.
Well, because I...
Listen to me. I'll tell you why I'm saying it.
Okay.
You take a good canned beer, like a fine Wiedemann Pilsner.
Oh, that's gross.
It's pure. Let me tell you something. It's registered, and it's pure, and it's trademarked, okay? It's a Bohemian brew, and... And I'll tell you something, and it's a good, fine, canned beer. You drink 9, 10 of them, you got a good buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You go drink draft beer, you got to drink twice as much. It gives you a headache the next day, and you have to go to the bathroom. I mean, gnarly bathroom, too. That's my point. Why would anybody want those as side effects from drinking beer? Draft beer is the worst.
Well, you drink what's available to you.
Oh, yeah, if somebody's giving it, you know, I'm not going to turn it down, but...
Well, that's my point entirely. It was given to me. I didn't buy it.
Oh, okay, good for you.
But I'm in the process of going to buy some right now.
But no matter what, free beer is the best beer, and it is much too late for you to go buy beer.
No, so. No.
Where are you going, to Indiana?
Probably. I don't know. I'm not driving.
Where in the Midwest can you buy beer this late at night?
Well, see, it's 2:22 by my clock,
And there is a place in Newport, Kentucky that doesn't close until like 2:45.
Do they have a license?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. Yeah.
I never heard of that in my life.
It's called Big Daddy's Liquor.
Big Daddy's Liquor. So everyone out there, if you need that late night fix, that late night alcohol buzz, Big Daddy's Liquor, what street's it on?
I think it's... What street Big Daddy's on?
We're getting
he
to the bottom of this.
Either. I think it's like on.
Look it up
Street.
In the phone book. Anyway.
Yeah, look it up.
Hey Jim, you got a phone book? Look up Big Daddy's Liquor.
Is this place legal, or is it like you got to knock three times and kick once to get in?
It's legal.
It's legal.
Mm-hmm.
They can stay open all night.
What's the secret code word?
Hold on a second.
We got to call Big Daddy.
It even has a drive-through window.
Big Daddy with a drive-through window in Newport, Kentucky.
Big Daddy's Liquor Store.
West 4th and 7th Street. West 4th and Central.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to cut you loose, Renee. We're going to have Jim dial that up. We're going to call Big Daddy's, find out why they're open so late.
Yeah, find out if they're open before I go over there. That's good.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jim, dial it up. Okay, we're going to dial up.
Jim's our telephone guru. He's the only one who knows how to work the phones.
We're
going to
dial up
call.
Big Daddy's Liquor down here in Newport, Kentucky, and find out why they're the only place in Kentucky that can serve liquor this late.
Brian, you want to handle that?
Brian's going to dial it?
Brian's going to... We got some motor skills test.
He's still
right
got
here.
Some motor skills left?
After 2.5 brews, he can work...
He's on his third one already?
Yeah, he's on his third one already.
All right. Brian,
hold on,
you're doing good.
Hold on, hold on. Wait.
What's going on? Who am I talking to?
Now I'm on the third.
We're getting ready to talk to the Big Daddy's Liquor down there in Newport, KY. It's the bluegrass state. It's also the beer state.
The state.
I think Renee's full of crap. Nobody's there. Nobody's answering. Nobody's selling beer at 2:30 in the morning. How many rings are you going to give these people?
Three more.
Three more rings for Big Daddy. So what do these guys get these names, Big Daddy? From now on, don't call me Rob. Call me Big Daddy.
If you sold liquor at 3 o'clock in the morning, they'd call you Big Daddy, too.
Hey, Big Daddy, how's it going?
Let's move on.
He's a cat on a hot tin roof, I tell you. Renee, nobody's there. Don't go. Big Daddy, a charlatan. Can't believe it.
Number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444, isn't it, Rob?
Sure the heck is.
Our special guest tonight's Brian.
Brian, the Lush, picked because of his special beer drinking abilities.
And he's on number what?
I'm on number three.
He's on number three. Wiedemann number three.
Yeah.
And call him up. We're going to put his motor skills to a test here in a few minutes. 749-1444.
So why do you drink, Brian? Is it because of all the sexy girls having bikinis telling you to drink?
Oh, no, it's totally peer pressure.
Is it the peer pressure? Your friends say, hey, drink and be
oh,
cool?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't drink if it weren't for peer pressure.
No,
it's
you're
just
not,
too great.
You're not yanking me, are you?
Oh, no.
You're not yanking me, are you?
No.
You're telling the truth? Then you got Paul, who's your best friend, so he's the culprit. He's the guy behind...
That would be my peer.
Should we interview him real quick?
Paul, get over here.
I find out why he makes money.
Paul, you scurvy dog, why do you make Brian drink?
That's because he's 21 now. He just had a birthday, and I figured it was my civic duty as his friend to...
Not you. So Paul did it out of his civic duty and his love for God, country, and his friend Brian. Delhi, dude, you're on with Chris and Rob, Paul, Brian, Jim, etc., etc.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing fine, and Brian's doing just a little bit better than the rest of us.
I was wanting to ask something.
Go ahead and ask it.
Do you guys
it.
Have after-hour clubs up here?
Do we have after-hours clubs?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just called the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I mean, no, down in Virginia Beach, they have clubs where you can go to after hours.
And what are they called?
Well, the one place after I was going to was the Fox Trap.
Yeah, the Fox Trap. That's a good one.
Fox Trap, well, it's the last call, too. Last chance. Because, I mean, they're open until, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. You have to get a membership to get in.
Yeah, we have the Moose and the Eagles around here to do that kind of stuff.
You can bring your own liquor or buy beer. And if you bring your own liquor in, they mix them for you.
It's perfectly legal?
Yeah.
That's in Virginia?
Yep.
So what you're saying is we need to get something like that going here?
Hell yeah.
Well, go ahead, Delhi, dude. Write to your state congressman and see what we can get going.
That sounds great. As far as a beer story?
Yeah, let's hear a beer story. Tell us about one time when alcohol or beer was involved in a really good time for you.
Okay. This is in boot camp. After boot camp, you know, after...
You were, what kind of boot camp?
I was in the Navy.
No, you were one of those DUI guys that got sent to boot camp.
No. Anyways, Liberty weekend, after boot camp was over, I got so trashed that they said I was puking at the front gate, couldn't get me on base. The company commander had to come get me, threw a tarp over the, threw me in the back of the pickup truck, and had to carry me into the base.
You're the pride of the U.S. Air Force, Delhi, dude.
Air Force?
That's why America's safe and communism's dead.
Yep. I had a lot of good times when I was in the Navy.
Okay, you got another one? Oh, you were in the Navy?
Yeah. Nice Air Force joke there.
You were in the Navy?
Yeah. I was on the USS Nimitz.
The USS? That's a submarine, right?
How about the world's largest aircraft carrier?
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid. Okay, we got to move on, Delhi, dude. Thanks for your story.
Yep.
749-1444. Rob, do you know the difference between all the different varieties of beer you can get, like lager beer or porter beer or stout or ale?
Some of them have rice in it, some of them have barley, some of them have malt, some of them have hops.
Well, you know, the most popular beer in the United States right now is lager beer. It's a light foaming beverage, and it gets its name from the German Lagern, which
means to
store.
And spelled backwards, it's Regal.
It sure is.
It's Regal beer.
Ale is a more of a stronger beer. It's more popular in England and Ireland. Porter is a dark English beer, which is noticed for its rich and heavy foam. Stout is a dark beer. It has strong malt and hop flavors. And Bock beer is the darkest beer, which is brewed by the Germans.
So what's Wiedemann?
Lager, I guess.
Wiedemann is this piss.
Weasel piss.
Anything in there about Bohemian?
We got
no.
Fred, you're on with Chris and Rob et al.
Need tum water either.
Well,
hello, Fred.
Great.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, real good, thanks. Listen, I just called to say I am thoroughly infatuated with Renee, and I want to give her my number to call me.
Oh, all right.
Fred, it's your funeral. Go ahead, man.
Okay, it's 921.
Fred, I tell you what, this better be your number, not somebody else's.
Huh?
Okay.
Huh? Yeah.
Go ahead, 921.
2083.
Okay, Renee, I hope you got that.
921 PERV. We got it.
All right, thanks, Fred.
All right, thanks.
What? What's with that?
How many's he had tonight?
Is this a late night perv?
Oh, man.
749-1444. That's 7491-444. Give us a call right now.
Or however else you want
to. Hey, how's Brian doing over there?
Brian, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm on three. I'm almost done.
Is your hair tangling? Or is your face numb yet?
No, not yet.
Let's find out if he's lost any motor skills yet.
Okay.
Say, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers three times as fast as you can.
Peter Piper picked a what?
He's blasted!
He's baked
already!
Of pickled peppers.
That's once.
Three times fast.
Oh, there he said it. How cute. I didn't even... That wasn't even what I was really going after, but... but you said it anyway. So we're trying to get people to call up with their fun beer stories, because none of us have ever had any, I guess.
I have.
Being kind of radio people, we basically are social lepers. So we've never had any fun beer-type stories. Over the weekend, I got pretty drunk on Pabst Blue Ribbon, of course. And I watched The Yum Yum Tree, a movie made in 1963 starring Jack Lemmon, Paul Lynde, and a young Dean Jones, and I thought it was really uproariously hilarious. And I bet if I was sober, I wouldn't have laughed once. But at the time, it seemed really, really funny.
Rob, do you feel that drinking beer during cultural events heightens your awareness?
I tell you what, it sure as heck does. I remember I was at this party once, and I was drunk, and I just watched a Howie Mandel special earlier in the day. And he's got this bit where he just says, what's your name, over and over again to people in the audience. So I was standing by the keg, and I was asking everybody what their name was. And then I met a girl and ended up going out with her for about 2-3 weeks before she wised up and figured out I was no Howie Mandel.
I guess not.
And she ditched me, so all my beer stories have a pathetic ending, I guess.
Do you usually drink beer before rock concerts?
No, actually no, because I always... could never understand why all the high school kids would go see Van Halen at the Gardens, and their story consisted of, yeah, I got to see Autograph, but by the time Van Halen came on, my lude kicked in and I fell asleep. I could never see the purpose of paying $20 to sleep in the aisles at the Cincinnati Gardens.
You know, when we were in high school, me and the lovely Jim, who's answering phones tonight.
I've been drinking since eighth grade.
Yeah, we went to see Robert Plant at the Cincinnati Coliseum right after the Pictures at 11 tour. And old Jim didn't make it through the whole set. Poor guy.
Old Jim was totally sober. He just happened to be sick with something that night.
No, you were putting him away like nobody's business. I was there.
You're full of crap, man.
No, I'm not.
That was before we were 21 anyways. You're full of it, man.
Yeah, everyone knows you didn't drink beer before you were legal. Is that number four, Brian?
Yeah, that would be number four.
Brian just started number four. Give him a call, 749-1444. Let's put him to the test.
So how long has this been going on? I mean, all of...
The drinking thing?
Yeah, you've got here, what, 20 minutes
four
ago?
Beers 20, and a half
25 minutes ago?
Yeah. Well, what? About... That's not bad.
Man, he's got a hollow leg, Chris.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a hollow leg.
Well, I'm under pressure, too, you know.
I'm trying to think of any other wacky beer drinking experience I've had. That doesn't involve me getting beat up. Really, it's a real short list. Once I was walking home, and I thought I would just sleep under a bush. So I crawled up. I don't know, because I...
Because he was drunk.
Yeah, I couldn't make it the other two blocks to my home.
I woke up in a church pew on New Year's Day once.
All right.
In the church?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get in there?
I'm not really sure. All I remember is being at this party, winding up asleep in the basement. One thing led to another. I woke up in a church pew with a homosexual. And I didn't know how I got there. And I also didn't know how you got into that church. Don't they lock the doors at night?
Usually. But if you're going to wake up on New Year's Eve on a church pew, you might as well have a homosexual around to give the story that little bit of oomph that it needed.
Well, you never know, man.
But after I laid there underneath the bush for a while, I decided this isn't a smart thing to do, drunk or not. So I got up and I walked back to the party, and then I went home. See, all my stories end so terribly. Joe, how you doing? You're on with Chris and Rob.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
You guys talking about wacky drinking experiences?
Wacky beer drinking, guzzling experiences.
All right, I got you beat.
I hope so.
Have you ever woken up and realized that you use roadkill as a pillow?
Oh, jeez. That's the time. Pretty bad.
Oh, we don't even have to be drunk to do that in Hamilton. What are you talking about?
I hear they do that in Norwood.
I'm here.
So what are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about wacky beer drinking experiences because we're sick to death of talking about politics and things that actually matter. So basically we're talking about wacky beer drinking experiences.
What's yours, Rob?
I don't really have any. I really don't have any. None of my beer drinking experience. So why do I keep drinking if I never have any fun when I do it? I don't know. It's a pathetic situation. I have to get over it. But that roadkill for pillow thing.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Oh. You gotta get a fresh one. That's the most comfortable.
So when it's still warm a little bit?
Yeah.
But always like a cold pillow. I always flip the pillow so it stays cold. One day, this guy I used to live with went across the street to buy some beer, and he always bought the cheap Stroh's. What the hell is it called? Old Milwaukee. And he was in there loading up a couple 12s of Old Milwaukee, and it just happened.
That's not bad stuff, by the way.
Old Milwaukee is not that bad.
Beast Light is where it's at.
Milwaukee's bad. Hold on.
Hey, Brian, is Wiedemann your beer of choice?
That's definitely my beer of choice. Lately, I've been drinking the Beast Light, but that's just because it's cheaper.
What's the Beast?
Milwaukee's best light.
Are you calling
Milwaukee's Beast?
What about
Beast
Burger?
Do you like Burger?
Burger's not bad.
Burger's like a quarter of a
top
bottle.
Top hat. That touches my heart.
See, now
that's cheap.
We call Milwaukee's best either just the best or Milky Bass.
Oh, okay.
It's Beast.
Where I'm from.
Hey, Joe, you got call waiting?
Yeah.
Okay, find out who that... Hey, you got three-way calling?
No, let me find out who it is.
Find out who it is and let us know, all right?
All right.
I'll finish my story.
Let's hang up on it.
Okay.
All right, hang up.
Joe, great. Call us back if it's good. So anyway, my friend's in this little carryout, and he's buying his old Milwaukee, and the salesman's in there, and he says, you know, you guys look like good customers of our product, and he gives my roommate a free 12-pack.
That's pretty cool.
That was nice. I didn't get a drink, because I had other things to do that day, but that's kind of a nice story. So old Milwaukee made some friends that day. Yeah. Trying to think of any other great beer drink when I get any free. No, not really. Who we got here? Jim, you're from Kentucky, and you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. Wish I was feeling good like Rob.
Pardon?
Wish I was feeling good like Rob, getting drunk.
Oh, no, that's not... It's Brian. Brian's getting drunk. I just always feel good. It's my underwear.
Whoa. Yeah, your show's pretty good, man. Just moved up to him.
Say thank you.
Cool, man. Thanks.
You want to hear a good Bill story?
Yeah, let's hear a good old Bill story.
Hey, man, I talked about him from out east.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Whereabouts out east?
Boston.
Boston? You from Boston?
Yep.
All right. You Red Sox fans?
Yep.
You know Carl Yastrzemski?
Nope.
Oh, you know Jonathan Richmond?
Nope.
Okay, just wondered.
I'll tell you this, though. That Samuel Adams beer is some really nasty stuff.
Nah.
That's from Boston. It's supposed to be the best beer in the country, and it's awful. But go ahead.
Spring. Okay, last year on the spring break, I was over in Europe.
Yes.
Me and one of my friends, we bought two cases of, I think it was Heineken.
Cool.
We drank it all, and ended up that morning, finding out that I nearly jumped out the window. Thought I was a dog, and... They ended up throwing me in a shower to make sure I was still alive.
Man, that sounds like that beer was dosed.
Yeah, probably.
That was that damn Holland beer, though. That Dutch beer you can't trust.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, man.
Okay.
That sounds like a cool...
Rob, do you ever wonder why we do this show?
No, I never do. I know why. 749-1444.
Can't turn your back
Are you man enough? Big and bad enough? Are you gonna let them shoot you down? When the evil flies and your brother cries, are you gonna be around? Someone needs a friend just to
by, better watch your step, cause you never know where the knife will go and they ain't missed yet.
The strong survive, they stay alive, they're always cool, but that they never teach you in school. Are you mad enough, big and bad enough? Are you gonna let them shoot you down? When they hear you cry and your brother cries, are you gonna be around? Someone just around the bend. Don't you think you should be there? Are you mad enough when the golden gets rough? Is it in your heart to care? Are you mad enough? Big and bad. Are you big and bad enough? Are you gonna let them shoot you down when the evil flies in your brother's side?
Beer is a drink in a bottle. I personally like it a lot. Tonight, hell, I think, oh, I'll go and get stinko. Beer is a drink in a bottle. It's yellow and bubbles with foam. I really do like it a lot, at work, at a bar, or at home. Beer is a wonderful drink, oh, I really do love to drink it. I get really silly and stinko, and the next day I feel like getting another big 12-pack and drinking it all by myself. I know that I've gotten my health back by the time I have drank in the 12th.
A composition contributed by Cindy from Dayton, delivered by personal courier.
Chris and Rob would like to send a big, wet, sloppy thank you out to Cindy. And if you have any poetry or any fan mail you'd like to send the talk show, send it to. Now jot this down. Grab your pen. Grab your pencil. Send all your fan mail and all correspondence to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, that's 6126, depending on how you look at it, Cincinnati, Ohio, that's one end and then two ends, 45206. Who's up next?
James Brown!
James!
Hey, what's up?
Hey! Hey, I heard you got a drinking story.
Yeah, it's not beer though, it's Jack Daniels.
Close enough.
That'll work.
Yeah, it's very close. last year, UD Ghetto, you ever been there?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like St. Patty's Day. I don't know if you've ever been there for that.
Oh, no, not for that.
It's pretty good time, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like OU's Halloween, but...
Like crazy Catholics.
Okay, well, anyways, those crazy Catholics, exactly. Anyways, drink Jack Daniels, probably about, I don't know, 3/4 or 1/5 or something like that. And
yeah.
They have those bonfires all around. And figured, you know, I could leap through them. I jumped through them once. And then, it's like, that's cool, you know. And then, I was kind of cool. I was pretty stupid, actually. But anyways, I went through it again and kind of tripped and fell, caught on fire. Jeez. It was kind of experience, but I don't drink Jack anymore. But
so James be nimble, James be quick.
James got burned really bad.
Burned his little...
Not bad, but I had fun. But like that was like our like couple days before spring break, and then like all spring break I looked like a mummy down in Daytona. it was a bad trip actually. I don't know. And another thing I wanted to mention here, that's kind of like my worst drinking experience. But another thing, last year I was like the first guy to listen to your show actually in the dorms of Calhoun Hall in Cincinnati.
Congratulations.
Okay, you gotta listen to who I got interested in your show. This is the first time I've ever called. Right now I'm actually drunk off Jack Daniels because we don't have class tomorrow. But
and there's no fires on camp. It's
bad. No, there's no fires.
Fuck, Chris, I just told you a little while ago.
Okay, but anyways, I got, let's see here. You know Larry the truck driver?
Larry!
He lived down the hall from me. He was like,
cool.
I got him interested. My roommate, Jason Schultz.
Hey, great.
I got like a good six guys on the hall. It was awesome, though. But
James, you're a wonderful human being.
Yeah, it's the first time I called. I'm kind of glad I called.
You won something.
I feel good now.
Okay.
James Brown. Well, hey.
Thanks for your call, James.
Hey, don't jump any bonfires.
I won't. Keep on listening.
Okay, don't fall asleep at the wheel of an Escort either on 75.
I'll try not to.
Don't hit any propane trucks.
I wasn't planning on it.
Okay.
Later.
See you later.
And James, don't go scuba diving.
So we got ripped down at his bar in Hamilton, believe it or not.
Which one?
Webb's. Webb's bar in Hamilton, and
Whoa, is that number five?
That would be number five.
All right, our special guest tonight, Brian, who's here getting sloshed. If you have any questions you'd like to ask someone who's genuinely drunk, Brian's on his way. He just popped number five, and he's been at it for 45 minutes.
So my friend just got a job at his funeral home. And he said he was picking up dead bodies, but we knew all he was doing was sweeping the lot. Doug. I'll finish this story after we talk to Doug. Doug, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
No, I'm all right. I want to know what you think about Chris and Erno. Wait a minute. I want to know what you think. What do you think about Rush Limbaugh? Frankly, I mean, I think he's a total Republican, obviously, because that's all he expresses. I want to know what you think about him.
He's a fat ass with a good voice, and you pretty much know what he's going to say before he says it. One good thing about him is he does have a sense of humor, although he's not funny.
Yeah.
He does have a sense of humor. He tries to be funny. Quite often, liberals take everything way too seriously, and they don't ever try to be funny. But at least he tries to be funny. He fails miserably.
Yeah.
But he does try. And conservatives do have a sense of humor.
I mean, his TV show is based on it. If you notice, like his whole background, it's like all his books, and every time he gets a chance, he publishes.
Oh, he's a huge egomaniac.
Yeah,
thing why his show's so successful
is because he is.
Is how cheap is that thing to make?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be the cheapest show ever in the history of syndicated television like that.
There's no set.
It's just
for his books.
They've got his books. They've got an audience of about 20 diehard, hardcore Republicans. And there's him. Maybe three camera people.
Have you seen the audience? The audience is all like people dressed up, yuppies, and the nice suits.
They dress them up,
and,
man. You know it.
What's up with that?
Hey, Doug.
You know that they dress up their audience just like we dress ours up.
Yeah, that's true.
Doug, did you ever see The Hot Seat? With Wally George?
No, I don't think so.
Why don't you go and see The Hot Seat?
I think my hold on a second. My roommate has. Yeah, hello?
You like Hot Seat, I see.
Wally George is... Wally George
James
is...
Brown.
Wally George is as much of an asshole as Russell.
Oh,
what's the Hot Seat?
Chris, I think we'll have to get Chris in on this one.
Wally's more of an idiot, though.
Oh, exactly. That's what makes it so great.
An audience full of.
We have a resident expert here on Wally.
On Wally, what channel? I can't get him. We can't get him. Is he on cable?
He's on channel 25.
25, baby, California.
Is he the guy from California that wears the goofy ties?
Yeah, and he's got the.
And he's the ultimate showbiz guy.
Yep, 20 Wally. Minutes. Oh,
I've
of
seen
show.
Ultra conservative.
20 minutes of a show is trying to sell tickets to the show. You ever notice that?
For our show, we should sell tickets.
Or for free tickets. That's all he does. Maybe this show is trying to get out tickets and I don't know.
1-800.
Okay, well, here's Doug. I just had to, Wally George is an asshole, though.
You gotta watch.
I hate Rush Limbaugh, and I think he has one point of view. He's a total Republican, and
fine.
You know, it's getting out of hand, the show. And I've never heard his radio show, though.
A big fat ass Rush?
Yeah, pretty much.
The only time I've ever heard his radio show is when I watched it on C-SPAN.
Talk about Larry. Something Larry got to be behind that.
And it didn't seem to be too entertaining. I don't understand what's going on.
Have you noticed, like, before the election, he's ripping on Bill Clinton the whole time. Then once he got elected, he's like, well, I don't know what to talk about now.
He had the big fat lady. Kept saying the fat lady's not singing.
Exactly.
And then after the election, she was gone. Where was she? She should have had her singing if he had any real guts.
She sung election night.
Exactly. On his show?
Oh, yeah. She sung election night.
I thought I saw it that night because I purposely tuned in to watch him grow.
That was election night. She sung election night.
Yeah. Well, it was good talking to you guys.
All right, take it easy.
All right.
749-1444 is the phone number.
Gonna feel like hell tomorrow, so I won't go to sleep tonight. La 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 la, the sorrow. Everything's gonna be alright. I am invincible. Whoa.
I have no fear.
I am benevolent. I am the king of beers. I love all my friends. I wish they would go away. I say stupid things. Forgotten them all by Monday. Please don't remind me. Man's bar is his castle, or his stool is my throne. Why am I such an asshole? Why am I here alone?
I am invincible, whoa.
I have no fear.
I am benevolent.
I am the king of beers. She's so beautiful. I swear I'd sleep with her brother.
I'm so beautiful. Oh,
I never met her, but I love her.
Please look over here.
I'd take a trip. Anywhere I'd go, my head would come along with me. Yeah.
Gonna feel like hell tomorrow, so I won't go to sleep tonight. Na 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 sorrow.
Everything's gonna be alright. I am invincible. Whoa.
I have no fear.
I am benevolent.
I am the king of fears.
I am invincible. Oh,
hear me roar. Girl.
I am benevolent.
I am the king of fears. I am the king of fears. I am the king of fears. I am the king of fears.
I think those guys are supposed to come to town here in the next couple weeks, but they wussied out on it somehow.
How come?
I don't know. Nobody knows why they're not going to show up, but they're not going to show up.
Phone number is 749-1444. You got the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Robert.
And together?
We're Christopher and Robert.
Something like that.
That sounds way too much like Christopher and Kerrigan from a Dayton station. Joe from the Couch Crew, you're on with Chris and Rob.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I got the store here.
Cool.
Okay, when you get really, really brewed,
yeah,
you find a friend that's got a concrete animal in their front yard.
Cool.
And you make a cardboard one and you switch them on them.
And then what do you do?
That's really funny.
Then you leave.
Hey, have you ever stolen the big boy out in front of Frisch's?
I tried.
And what happened?
I got caught.
Figures. You sound pretty dumb anyway. 749-1444. That's 749-1444. Give us a call here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I like the way you said yum.
Yum.
You get really brewed, and then yum. You steal a guy's concrete animal.
I mean, I didn't mean to be rude to that dude. I'm sure he's a nice guy and everything.
Yeah, he was drunk, though. That's good.
He's very drunk.
He won't even remember it tomorrow.
That's right.
Shlemiel, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, are we there?
Yeah, we're there.
Okay.
We've arrived.
Listen.
The mothership has arrived.
First of all, now, Scientific American, the Scientist News Magazine, did an article a few years ago, and they studied all the beers, okay? And so they have like a chart with like from 1 to 10, and all the beers like Budweiser and Heineken and all the the beers that they serve on all the college campuses, of course, are all very high in nitrosamines and antihistamines.
What's a nitrosamine?
I'm worried about that.
These are nitrites that they use to flavor beers, where they burn sugar or
when I was a little kid, oil. I was scared of the dark, so my mom got me a nitrite.
Now, and I just want to tell you, but then there's like beers like Coors is way down the other end of the chart, where it's like really safe for you.
Yeah, but Coors gives you the runs.
Like a local beer that's made by the Shaneling Brewing Company called Burger Light, which is a very, very good beer for people too to drink.
Yeah.
And you know, when you drink beer like that, you know, you kind of get insight on people like Rush Limbaugh or whatever that idiot, you know. I mean, you know, you guys are being pretty nice to this guy. You know, this is a man that's sort of like Eugene McCarthy, you know. And you know what happened to Eugene McCarthy?
What?
The guy was a big red baiter who got on board with Richard Nixon and
Ronald Reagan. Time out. You mean Joe, don't you? Tail Gunner Joe.
Yeah, Tail Gunner Joe.
There you go. Not Eugene. He was the liberal Democrat.
And his two best friends, Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon, you know. And then we got George.
And what about Roy M. Kahn?
And then they have people like Rush Limbaugh who come on there, who's a guy who will also end up incarcerated or in a mental institution, you know. And you guys are acting like he's a normal person, you know.
Who, Rush? No, he's just some guy
Bush
who'll say anything
Pete,
to make
Bush
a buck.
Pete because he's insane. You understand? Bush is a psychopath and a sociopath.
But he'll say anything to make a buck.
Do you know how many people he's responsible for being killed or maimed, or even people he's had assassinated, like journalists, like Nick Casolaro? Did you ever hear the story about Nick Casolaro, the journalist?
How Rush Limbaugh, he's the guy that was going to unravel the octopus and was found killed. Is that the guy who was going to unravel the octopus and was found stabbed to death in his bathtub in a hotel in Virginia?
There you go, there you go.
No, I haven't heard of it.
So many journalists are found, you know. Like, the only journalist you'll see on all the major networks, that includes all four.
Fred Barnes?
ABC, NBC, and CBS, plus the so-called public broadcasting system.
Those so-called.
Those are all bought by Reagan's buddies, remember? That's why you've been getting this news. You got Cokie Roberts.
What's wrong with Cokie Roberts? I like Cokie.
Cokie Roberts is married to Reagan's press secretary.
What about Jeff Greenfield?
You ever hear of Jim Roberts?
Yeah, I've heard of Jim Roberts.
Yeah, you understand? She's a hired gun for Reagan. So here you've been out here thinking that you're getting an objective point of view, and you've been suckered in like a big sucker, you know, like you all are out there. And you're joking around like it's a big joke. But guess what? When you're on the end of a bayonet, you know, because of what, this is what happens when you let a police authoritarian state take over and you don't know what's going on.
You know, that's why the Chris and Rob continue to bring you this fine, scintillating conversation every week, because we're trying to bring you...
Yeah,
unbiased
you're
media.
The real thing now.
This is it, baby.
Kind of rough for you boys. It's a little complex, you know. Like, you don't deserve to live in a democracy unless you know what's going on.
Lay it on us, man.
To Chris and
you
Rob.
Lay it on us, man.
You hear the truth, isn't it?
Lay it on us.
You know, it's a little rough, boys. Here's the thing: you got to pay attention.
You're into conspiracy theories, aren't you?
No, there's no conspiracy. Yeah. You know, you bought into buttons the Republicans try to push on you. So they come out with a little smoking gun conspiracy theory. They have a two-word phrase that they come out with. This is an old Nazi Gestapo trick, you know? Same old game. They come up with a two-word phrase that's supposed to click a button in you, so if anybody comes up and starts telling you the truth, all of a sudden you start yelling, conspiracy theory.
You don't think that the Democrats are trying to pull the wool over your eyes too, though?
Hey, the wool isn't over my eyes, but you're living in a sheep's ass, you know?
I tell you what, man.
I'm not living in a sheep's ass. I'm bringing you unbiased media.
I live in a sweater.
Boy, you talk about Rush Limbaugh as, you know, this old conservative liberal.
Well, if anybody takes him seriously.
Liberal is the oldest phrase that went out in the 60s, you know? They resurrected that and made you think it was real. And there's nothing real about it. All it is there's some con artists out there that are using the old conservative bag to try to rip you off, and they got you so good. They got your parents.
Hey,
so
the media's corrupt? Where do you get your information then? Hey, where'd you hear about that guy that was stabbed in a bathtub in Virginia?
I know about all the journalists.
You got it through the media, didn't you?
200 journalists who have been stabbed mysteriously. Well, you know, it's the same routine. It's the same press release. Well, they were mysteriously found by some CIA agents, and they had committed suicide, strangely enough. This has been happening since they killed Kennedy.
You think me and Rob are next?
But you guys are so confused because you never had an education, because by the time you got in school, see, I was in school when they had education, and they actually taught you how government worked. You understand? But by the time you got in there was no such thing.
Oh, we learned all about the executive branch and
you learned about
the legislative branch.
Yeah. you went for the whole program. See, you were born after I went to hello.
Oh, number six.
That was number six.
Is going down.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hello.
We didn't mean
there?
To interrupt your paranoid tirade. Go ahead.
Well, it's you kind of get that way when you see
paranoid?
What's going down, you know. And but the whole thing is, now we have a chance here of course, the Democrats.
If you say Bill Clinton is some kind of savior, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Clinton's a joke.
I'm going to tell you something really honest right here, right now. Okay, you're a decent person, and I'm a decent person, and most people out there are. And as long as we don't have a psycho sociopath like Ronald Reagan or George Bush in that office, things can work out, okay?
Rob's
but
not
I'll tell
a decent
you what,
person.
As long as you have a psychopath and a maniac like George Bush and Ronald Reagan in that office, we're all screwed. And we're going to... And listen, what's just happened from those guys being in office that long is tantamount to that hurricane that hit Florida for this whole world, for the whole planet. Those guys influenced things in such a diseased, demented, disturbed, deranged way that it'll take us decades to recover from.
Give me an example.
Psychologically.
Example.
Let alone the example.
Yeah. Hard facts.
They dismantled a government that was relatively civil and somewhat humane, you know?
They set up a shadow government.
They came along with their demented form of idealism that they picked up from some kind of instant, like Ronald Reagan was the worst actor that ever hit Hollywood. You know that? Ronald Reagan was driven from the whole contract scene there because he got hate mail because people just didn't like him because he was such a phony that everybody knew it. And the only job he could get when the whole system kind of fell apart there was.